Just weeks after the 9/11 terror attacks back in 2001, the Bush administration massively expanded the powers of US security agencies under what was known as the Patriot Act. 2 years ago, you'll remember whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed that Section 215 of the Patriot Act was secretly being used to justify the collection of phone records from millions and millions of Americans. But in the early hours of Monday morning, the US surveillance powers were rolled back because key sections of the Patriot Act expired. Now, a new bill called the USA Freedom Act has just passed the US Senate on Capitol Hill. Elizabeth Goitein is the co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice in New York City. Elizabeth, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks very much.
So tell us about this vote that's just occurred in the Senate, can you?
This is really quite a historic vote. The Senate voted 67 to 32, which by Senate standards is quite overwhelming, to pass the USA Freedom Act, which is the first major rollback of surveillance authorities actually in decades. And certainly since 9/11, the trend has been going very much in the opposite direction of expanding surveillance authorities. So this is quite significant and historic. Now, having said that, There are many privacy advocates who have pointed out that this bill bites off one part of the surveillance problem that we have here in the United States, and that there are many aspects of surveillance, including other mass surveillance programs, that this bill, which will soon become law, doesn't touch. So there's a lot more still to be done.
Okay, so just talk us through it, can you? Because we all knew of the elements that Edward Snowden revealed. Are you saying this vote in the Senate has pulled back those powers so that the collection of the phone records of millions of ordinary Americans, that's limited now, is it?
Yes, that has been limited. So what the bill now, which will soon be law, will require is that if the government wants to look at Americans' phone records and it wants to you know, get these records on sort of an ongoing basis, which is what it's been doing, it needs to first show to the FISA court that the person whose records it wants to get has some link to a terrorist organization, is a suspected terrorist, essentially. And if it can show that, then the government can get that person's records and the records of anyone that person is in contact with. So that is significantly narrower than the current program in which the NSA is collecting just about every American's records and is, then petitioning the court to look through those records.
Okay.
So it's a significant limitation on that program. The bill also attempts to prohibit bulk collection of other types of business records under pretty much all of the foreign intelligence surveillance authorities that are available to the government. So it's trying to prevent not just bulk collection of phone records, but other types of bulk collection that could be swept in as well. What the bill does not address is the collection of communications content. So the collection of emails and phone calls of foreigners and the foreigners' communications with people in the United States, with Americans, none of that is really addressed in this bill.
So in here we refer to it as metadata. Is that the same thing?
So metadata is the phone records, and this addresses the program to collect Americans' phone metadata in bulk.
Right, okay, but the email metadata?
The email metadata, that program, supposedly ended, but the bill does address that as well. It does try to make sure that that's not going to happen again, that there isn't going to be another bulk collection of email metadata.
Does this vote from the Senate, has this altered what was put up from the House? Because there had been warnings from the leaders of the House committee that if the Senate tried to wind back the Patriot Act too much, then it wouldn't get through, the House would reject that. So where are we at? Do they match now?
They match. So the majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, tried very hard to water down the bill, and he offered three amendments today. Those amendments were rejected by a majority of senators, and so they did not pass. The bill that the House passed went through the Senate, and that's the bill that will go to the president's desk probably this afternoon.
So the civil liberty groups had been arguing that the Freedom Act still contains provisions which represent an unacceptable intrusion into the lives of Americans. Will they still think that after the passage of this bill? And do you agree it is unacceptable level of intrusion?
Well, there certainly is an unacceptable level of intrusion by intelligence agencies into the lives of law-abiding citizens around the world. This bill, as I said before, sort of takes a first bite at that, bites off a piece of that, but there is much, much, much more to be done. There were some civil liberties advocates. There were many who supported this bill. There were others who did not support it because they didn't believe it went far enough. So, but even the ones who support the bill and who are celebrating its passage are aware that a lot more needs to be done. This is really just a first step, and the NSA and the other intelligence and law enforcement agencies in the United States have been in a collect-it-all mood ever since 9/11, and that there really needs to be a fundamental shift in how that operates.
Elizabeth Goitein, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Elizabeth Goitein is the co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice in New York City.